Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's scripture readings give us a strong warning against jealousy, intolerance, and scandal. First reading, we find jealousy in its destructive form of envy, raising its ugly head in Moses' assistant and successor, Joshua. Moses and 70 future helpers were called by the Lord to go to the tent meeting for the spirit-giving ordination ceremony. But two of the invitees were absent. Hence, Joshua could not tolerate these absent men prophesying in the camp without receiving God's Spirit in the tent of meeting. Moses had to instruct Joshua to be tolerant. This selection is intended, this particular passage is selected to intend to provide a biblical background for Jesus' response to the same kind of jealousy noticed in his apostles. In the second reading, James warns the rich against giving scandal by their denial of social justice to their workers in refusing to give them a living wage by ignoring the needs of others and by condemning and murdering the innocent and the righteous people. Withholding a day labor's wage was a terrible act of injustice, tantamount to murder in the agricultural economy of the ancient Middle East. Baptism commits every Christian to work for social justice through peaceable means. And in the gospel, we find intolerance among the apostles of Christ Jesus. John complained to Jesus that a man outside the group of selected disciples was exorcising demons in Jesus' name, in spite of their attempt to prevent him from doing so. Jesus taught the apostles lessons in his kind of tolerance and in the reward to be given to outsiders for good deeds they had done for the disciples of Jesus. We also hear the strong warning of Jesus against giving scandal, especially to innocent children, vulnerable members of the community, and beginners of faith. Jesus warned the apostles and each of us that just as a doctor might remove by surgery a limb or some part of the body in order to preserve the life of the whole body, so we must be ready to part with anything that causes us or others to sin and which leads to spiritual death. There is a joke told about jealousy. In Belfast, Ireland, a Catholic priest, a Protestant minister, and a Jewish rabbi were engaged in a heated theological discussion. Suddenly, an angel appeared in their midst and said to them, "God sends you his blessings. Make one wish, one desire for peace, and your wish will be fulfilled by the Almighty." The Protestant minister said, "Let every Catholic disappear from our lovely island. Then peace will reign supreme." The Catholic priest said, "Let there not be a single Protestant left on our sacred Irish soil that will bring peace to this island. And the Jewish rabbi was not asking for anything. So, what about you, Rabbi? The angel asked. Do you have no wish for your own? No, said the Jewish rabbi. Just attend to the wishes, just fulfill the wishes of these two gentlemen, and I shall be well pleased. Dear brothers and sisters, the jealousy, intolerance is very much present in every human being, in every sector and every community. The liturgy of the word today invites us to the following life messages to follow. Firstly, Christians do not have the monopoly of love and service. Goodness comes from God. We cannot limit God or claim to know the many ways in which He shares His goodness with all people. Secondly, the narrow exclusivism is opposed to Jesus and His gospel message. We must welcome anyone, recognize any person, and even those with whom we least expect to have company and fellowship. Thirdly, we must work for unity and peace and not give rise to divisions. Division is created often through pride, indifference, and arrogance. Jealousy can blind us, misguide us, and prevent the growth of good. Fourthly, let us avoid behavior that can lead us to scandal. We give scandal and become stumbling block to others in many ways. We give scandal when we are unkind or unjust in our treatment of others. We give scandal when we humiliate them by hurting their pride and damaging their self-esteem. We give scandal when we discourage, ignore, or refuse to accept them. We give scandal when we become judgmental of those who are still struggling to reach a level of commitment that we feel so too low to be useful. On the other hand, we should become good role models. We become good role models when we support and guide others in moments of doubt, weakness, and suffering. We become good role models when we increase other people's self-confidence by accepting them as they are and enabling them to discover their hidden talents. We become good role models when we help them to grow by inspiring and correcting them. We become good role models when we forgive them and listen to them with patience, and when we make ourselves examples of Christian witnessing. And fifthly, let us learn the Christian virtue of tolerance. Christian tolerance asks us that we bear with the weakness of others by remaining true to our conscience and beliefs, by respecting the differences we encounter, by working together on projects of common interest, by affirming what is good in the other person's position, even when we disagree on certain things, and by allowing the light of Christ to shine through our loving words and our loving deeds. As we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration, let us pray that we may put into practice all these life messages in our day-to-day lives. May the good Lord bless each and every one of us in this regard. Amen.